It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Champaign police have arrested a University of Illinois student as part of an arson investigation in Campustown early this morning. The FBI has been notified and a local bomb squad is at the apartment building at 105 East John Street, where Champaign firefighters say occupants were cooking incendiary chemicals on the stove. Champaign police spokeswoman Renee Dunn says 22-year-old Austin Pavlettis of Edina, Minnesota, was arrested on account of reckless conduct and transported to the Champaign County Jail. Champaign firefighters say Pavlettis was cooking the chemicals when a large flash of fire erupted. He used a couch to extinguish the fire, causing heavy black smoke to circulate throughout the apartment. Champaign Fire spokeswoman Dina Schumacher says a visitor to campus, 21-year-old Evan Hayes of Naperville, jumped from the second story to escape and refused treatment. The fire department says it may be late this afternoon before occupants can return to their apartments. There's a candlelight peace vigil tonight on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus in response to recent violence between Israel and Palestine. The event is co-sponsored by several student organizations, including Students for Justice in Palestine and Israel Illini. Israel Illini Vice President Elad Applebaum says the vigil will show that people on both sides of the aisle can work together.
It's basically to show that we all support peace. Regardless of what side we may or may not support or what beliefs we hold, we all want peace. And it's not about politics. It's about solidarity with the victims of violence on both sides.
The vigil begins at 8 p.m. at Alma Mater Plaza on the corner of Green and Wright Streets in Urbana. It will include readings of Palestinian and Israeli poems. Event organizers ask participants not to bring any banners, signs, or flags. The union representing graduate employees on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus says it has reached a tentative agreement on a new contract with the U of I's administration. After another day-long bargaining session Tuesday, Stephanie Sewell of the Graduate Employees Organization says the agreement addresses many of the concerns her group has indicated on issues like wages, health care, and tuition waivers. Sewell wouldn't say whether the tentative contract has enough support to pass a ratification vote by GEO members.
I don't want to say that, you know, they're going to support it or not. I mean, I think that our bargaining team did a good job, and that's why they brought the vote to the members. And I want to give them a chance to hear it and see it and kind of go through the voting process.
Sewell says the GEO will schedule a ratification vote in the next few days. A University of Illinois spokeswoman says the U of I is thrilled that the two sides could come together on a tentative agreement. Unionized state employees could have a harder time bargaining for pay raises under a measure that advanced in the Illinois House yesterday. Brian Mackey reports.
AFSCME, the state's largest government employee union, has been in negotiations with Governor Pat Quinn's administration for nearly a year. Now the Illinois General Assembly is weighing in. Lawmakers are considering a resolution that says they won't pay for wage increases in the first year of a new contract. It would also say unions cannot bargain over reductions in the state workforce. Governor Quinn has been trying to close several prisons, mental health centers, and other facilities, which has led to a massive fight with the union. Joanna Webb-Govin is AFSCME's legislative director. She says with a 25% reduction in the state workforce over the past 10 years, union members are living those financial problems.
Our members and their salaries did not cause the fiscal crisis, and passing this resolution won't solve it.
Webb-Govin says the resolution would be an unwarranted intrusion on the bargaining process. The measure still has to pass the full House and Senate before it's officially adopted. I'm Brian Mackey.
President Obama says a debt-cutting framework can be reached before Christmas to avoid a so-called fiscal cliff, but Congressman John Shimkus is not as confident about that timeline. The Collinsville Republicans signed Grover Norquist's no-tax increase pledge. Shimkus says before he can consider supporting a tax hike to avert the fiscal cliff, he says there needs to be spending cuts for benefit programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
The president has to put up $3 or at least $4 of savings of cuts in spending before we address a dollar in new revenue. So I want to let the president and the speaker go through their process. But just bringing in more revenue without cuts in spending is ridiculous.
There is a split among Senate Democrats over whether cuts to entitlement programs should be part of the plan. Meanwhile, several senior Republican lawmakers are breaking ranks by considering tax hikes to avoid a budget meltdown. If a deal is not reached by January 1st to trim the country's deficit, a series of automatic tax increases and sharp spending cuts will take effect. Officials say Governor Pat Quinn's online pension reform campaign with its cartoon snake mascot has attracted more than 28,000 unique visitors. He launched the website this month, billing it as a way to rally the public around a pension overhaul since lawmakers have not come up with a plan. The site borders on corny at times, including images of the orange serpent Squeezy the Pension Python. The Chicago Democrat's office says a video with the cartoon has been viewed 20,000 times. Illinois has the nation's worst pension problem with a more than $85 billion funding gap. Champaign City Council members are finalizing criteria for what they want in the next city manager. The person to replace the retiring Steve Carter would be announced a few weeks before he steps down at the end of March. One part of that new hire's profile is whether or not applicants would be required to have a graduate degree. Carter told the council last night it's very common across the country now for city managers to have that higher level of education.
And that's not to say that, you know, if someone doesn't have some combination of equivalent skills and education that you wouldn't consider them. And maybe we need that type of language at the end of all this as well. But it would be highly unusual for a local government professional not to have a master's degree in some field at this point.
The council determined in a straw poll that although a higher degree is preferred, experience will also be considered and that no one is excluded from applying. Council members also agreed not to hire a consultant in their search, noting that nothing could be done at a later point if necessary. And while the salary for the position is posted, Champaign council members also say what a new city manager earns would also be related to experience. The final item last night was to determine the time frame of the search. Council members also determined they'll spend a week allowing internal city candidates to apply before opening the search nationally. Carter has been working for the city of Champaign for more than 27 years. Former Congressman Mel Reynolds wants his seat back. Reynolds is running to replace Jesse Jackson Jr. in Congress. Jackson resigned last week, citing his ongoing treatment for bipolar disorder. Reynolds resigned from office in 1995 after being convicted of having sexual relations with an underage campaign worker. The Democrat later also went to prison after being convicted of fraud for concealing debts to obtain bank loans and diverting money intended for voter registration drives into his election campaign. Jackson was first elected to Congress in 1995 in a special election to replace Reynolds. And the Illinois Lottery says Powerball tickets are selling at a blistering pace, and that's boosted the jackpot to $550 million. Over a 30-minute period around the middle of the day Tuesday, the Illinois Lottery sold more than $200,000 in Powerball tickets across the state. Lottery officials expected the pace of sales to increase even more as tonight's drawing for the largest jackpot in Powerball history draws closer. A $656 million Mega Millions jackpot set a world lottery record in March. That prize was split three ways. One of those winners was from Southern Illinois. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.